Good afternoon, what's up?
We're back with another episode. We're on episode 3 now.
Oh, this has been so fun. I love it. So guess what? I'm going to be continuing. Obviously, I'm not going to bail. So, how is your day? Send me a voice message. My day has been extremely boring. I haven't done anything today. I'm probably going to do stuff like next hour, next 2 hours, 4 hours, whatever hours. But I've decided that I wanted to come on and do a quick podcast. Therefore, I wouldn't be as bored as I am. So, today's episode, we're going to be talking about gaining confidence. And this is what a lot of people have trouble dealing with, because not much people have confidence. And I can relate, because I don't really have much confidence all the time. Especially on a bad day, I wake up and I'm like, I don't feel like it. So, confidence, honestly, gaining confidence is really, really hard. I've come to a point sometimes where I don't have confidence at all. And I bring myself down and I'm like, what the hell? Like, I don't know why that is so complicated to wake up or spend the day or just feel confident. It's really, really hard. I know a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people struggle with confidence. Not much people have it. And that's why it's so easy to allow others to bring you down, if that makes any sense. Because if you're bringing yourself down, you are allowing others to bring you down too. And honestly, I've had so many nights. I'm better now because I don't do it anymore. But I've had like so many nights where I would look in the mirror or just sit in the bed and cry because I didn't feel how I wanted to. I didn't feel happy or anything because I wasn't happy with myself. And that's really, I don't do it anymore because I had to realize that I am who I am and nobody can change me. And this is how I was supposed to be, so this is how I'm going to be. Like, honestly, it was so weird, but heartfelt. And plus, I didn't talk to anybody because everybody was bringing, not everybody. I'm not going to say everybody because not everybody was doing this. But some of my, like, I'm not going to call them that. People that I know were like trying to bring me down. Like they were calling me fat. Even though I wasn't fat, I was actually slim. I fit all my regular clothes. I just grew a belly. No, I didn't grow a belly. It just got a little bit wider because I was eating a lot. And like I spoke about in like the last episode, people were calling me fat. I had no confidence whatsoever. I was sad. That's why I started exercising. I started cutting back on what I was eating and everything. I had no confidence not at all. I tell you, I would cry because I felt ugly. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I had a really rough time when that was happening. I thought of that when I was younger too. Like I said in the last episode, I was bullied in primary school. You should know what primary school is by now. I've been saying it. But primary school is kindergarten, K-5, to grade 6. I was bullied. And then 7th grade, I was bullied too. But I told you guys that all my anger caused me to be a bully. But Yeah, and I've changed. I say this in probably every episode. So I'm going to stop saying it because okay. Yeah, so I've always had a hard time with confidence. And when I was younger, I didn't really know what confidence was. Because I didn't know what confidence was. I basically learned about confidence last January or something. Because I had no idea what confidence was. I know I didn't have it at all. Like, seriously. So, our question of today is why confidence is key. Because confidence is key. Confidence brings you through this world. It makes you happy with yourself. And the question of today is why confidence is key. There's only going to be two answers to this, because this is what I think. This is why I think confidence is key. I think confidence is believing in yourself, feeling comfortable in your true self, knowing that you are worth it. And if you're confident, people are going to believe in you. And this is actually true, because I've had teachers and dance teachers that have told me, if you don't believe in yourself, then nobody will. And I find that true, because seriously, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody's going to take you serious and nobody's going to believe in you. You have to show people that you're confident and you believe in yourself first before anybody can believe in you. And there's this saying that I was going to say, but I forgot it. I feel like this episode is more like a serious episode. I need to be funny. I hope this helps for you guys, this episode, because I'm really just trying to help people. It's basically me telling my story, but telling you how to get over it. So, yeah, confidence, how to gain confidence. You have to, like I said, you have to believe in yourself, first of all. And if it's complicated, believing in yourself, you need to have a talk with yourself. Literally, I talk to myself all the time. I'm like, Skylar, you can do this. You have to have pep talks. You have to have people that comforts you or are good for you. Because if you don't have those people and you're alone, I'm not going to say that you will fail, because some people work better alone. Some people feel more better by themselves, because I do that. Sometimes I just want to be alone. Sometimes I want to just figure out everything by myself. So if you're like that, I get it. I'm not really a person to try to throw all of my problems on others. So I just sit back and do what I have to do without others having to help me, if that makes any sense. Yeah, so let me give you guys a story. I want to be an actress. I've already went to an audition. Let me tell you the full story. I want to be an actress. I want to one day get on Netflix, Disney, maybe Broadway if I get way, like, extremely good. So it was this night, I was like, okay, this is reality. An acting job is not going to pop up and I'm going to audition and I get the job. So I had to work on it. What I did was I went searching. I found this acting, like, audition, big showcase, blah, 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 thing on Instagram. And so happened, it was run by this, is he a celebrity? I'm not going to call him a celebrity, but a well-known actress who acted in, what is the name? Oh, The Sweet Life. His name is Adrian Almonte, known as Esteban on The Sweet Life. So it was ran by him. He made an Instagram And he was like, okay, guys, so you can press here to audition. I pressed there, and they gave me these dates to go. So I was like, okay, I'm going to be auditioning in this big Disney star. I'm crazy. I am not going to get in. I started doubting myself. I didn't have the confidence or anything, like anything at all. So what he did, they sent me an email with all of the scripts, and I had to learn this. I sat in my couch for about an hour, and I was like, I can't do this, blah, 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 I can't do this, this is not gonna go well, and stuff like that. I had to talk to myself, and I was like, Skylar, you can do this, sit down, read this over, pick your script, and get it done. I had to come to the realization that nothing's going to come to me if I don't work for it. So I decided to put in the work. But here where it gets bad. Decided to put in the work. I mastered those lines in one night. And then the weekend, it was like 2 days before the audition, I had to learn them. So it was okay. I learned them. I thought I mastered it. I went, got to the audition, they hand me this paper, and I'm like, hold up, I learned these lines for nothing? Because they gave me a paper that had another line. I was terrified. I wanted to cry, but I was way too excited that I was actually at the audition to do this. I was terrified. I was like, I'm not going to do well because blah, blah, blah. I was really, really scared because seeing somebody that I grew up watching and I was auditioning in the front of them, I didn't want to make any mistakes. I wanted to be just perfect. But I'm going to tell you guys, I got in, I auditioned, I went back for the callback the next night. They sat down and we registered and they were like, okay, it was supposed to be in May, but you know, because of Corona, I was supposed to travel to Calgary in Canada. They hosted this big it's not a convention, like this big showcase where you perform I don't remember because I haven't went over my script since Corona came. So they're hosting this big showcase where you perform. So you have, okay, for me, it's a week that I go there for a week. On all of the days, we practice with all like Disney stars that were in Disney before that are adults and acted in movies and stuff like that. So we go there. They help us with our scripts and stuff for about 5 days, six days from morning to after to night to tomorrow. Hold up. What did I just say? Jesus Christ. Sorry. Six days. And after the sixth day, we have this karaoke night to, get the pressure off of us. And then the next day is our big showcase in front of agents and managers from California and Canada. All right. So that the moral of this story is you have to believe in yourself to get things done. And Adrian pulled me to the, no, he didn't pull me to the side, but I talked to him. I literally talked to him face to face and I said, why did you choose me? And he goes, read your paper. So I read my paper that was there for the audition and it was like, he sees potential in me. He sees that I am confident and I can do it. So the moral of this story was, like I said, if you feel confident and you show that you're confident, somebody else would know that you're confident and see that you have potential. And you believe in yourself, so they're going to believe in you. That's what I had to tell myself. I had to tell myself that I can do it. And I did it. They pushed it to July. You know, still in quarantine, couldn't go anywhere. It's August now. So I think our showcase is December. Hopefully everything's good because I really want to get my acting on track, okay? I need to get it down because, hold up. Oh, hold up. I hope you didn't hear that. Hold up. Oh, just, whoa. Okay, I'm better. All right. Confidence is attractive. I don't know what to say about that, but it is. Confidence is very attractive. It makes you more attractive because you know what you want and you know you're going to get it. You do the work. You put in the work to do what you want to do and stuff like that. That's all I got to say. And the story I just explained to you matches up right with this thing I'm going to say. Confidence brings success, right? Confidence brings, hold up, let me rewind. Confidence brings success. And you generally feel happier. Honestly, like I said earlier too, I was crying because I didn't have the confidence or anything. I didn't feel worth it. I didn't believe in myself. But what made me believe in myself is myself. Because, yeah, you're going to have rough days. You're going to be sad sometimes. But honestly, the biggest boulder in your life right now is you. And why I say it's you is because if you don't believe in yourself, you don't have confidence, you're sad that you won't do this or stuff like that, you need to just let go. Believe in yourself. I'm going to keep saying this all the time. Every sentence in this podcast, I'm going to say it. You have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody is going to believe in you. Right? Confidence helps you connect with others. Me and Adrian had that connection because he saw that I was confident in what I was doing and he saw potential in me, right? And honestly, if teachers or your parents and stuff see confidence in you, they're gonna love that, honestly. They're gonna love that. So yeah. I think I answered my own question about why confidence is key. If you guys have any more questions for me, just let me know. You could send a message in. I'll reply to it, obviously. You can send a message in. I may add it to the podcast and record my answer on the podcast. So, yeah. Okay. Feeling comfortable in your true self. Oh, only you knows your true self. Stop hiding it and just be who you really are. If somebody doesn't like you for who you are, forget them, right? You're awesome, right? Everybody's beautiful, awesome, smart, intelligent. But you just have to believe that you are. So do not let anybody tell you that you're not, because you are, and you have to believe that. Okay, I am going to be entirely honest with you. Gaining confidence is really an important thing, but it's really, really hard to do. Really, really hard. You can't wake up one day and gain a bunch of confidence. It takes time, just like anything else in life. For me, what I did to gain confidence is I started eating healthier. I am now a vegetarian. I only eat seafood and vegetables. I don't eat any meat. I have been vegetarian for about 2 months now. I exercise. Exercising makes me feel better about myself. It makes me feel more healthier than I already am. It makes me feel that I'm doing something for the better. I don't know. Does that make sense? I don't know. Exercising makes you feel really, really good. It makes you more happier. Oh, and did I mention exercising makes you live a longer life? Period. So, exercise. It's not a must, but it's one of the ways. I'm just telling you the one of the ways that I gained more confidence. And it may not work for everybody else, but this is just some ways that I did it. So, I also, okay, so I got turning vegetarian and exercising. I also tried to do stuff that made me happy and not making anybody else happy. Because what I see that I've been doing is I care more about everybody else than myself. And that's a good thing because you put others before yourself. But at the same time, it's really toxic, because if you're not putting in the time for yourself or doing things to make you happy and you're just making others happy and it's not beneficial to you, then I don't see the point. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's not a bad thing that you're doing it, but sometimes you have to put yourself first, because it can cause really, really toxic things, right? And what else is that I've had acne all my life. Literally all my life I've had acne. So I have acne. It got worse over the time period that we were home. And I decided, because my face makes me very, very unhappy when it doesn't look good. Like, I don't get it, because I don't get myself. Everybody has flaws, right? And one of my flaws were black spots. Like, little black spots that when you burst a bump and you don't burst it properly or you do something to it, black spots appear on your face. And I have a really, really hard time of being confident while having those. So what I did is I got me a good skincare routine. I use CeraVe with turmeric in the morning, moisturizer, SPF, and sunscreen. Isn't that the same thing? I think it's the same thing. Let me know. I hope I'm saying that right. But I'm just going to say SPF. And I used to use a toner, but I stopped because The Ordinary, I stopped using it because it seemed like it was making my face worse. And The Ordinary is not everything for anybody else. Everybody. So I got the CeraVe Filming Cleanser, and I mixed that with turmeric, and I apply it to my face in the mornings after when I get up, wash it off, put on my CeraVe moisturizing lotion. Did I just hit the mic? Yeah, I think I did. Sorry if you didn't hear me. I'm going to repeat it anyways. I said that I use the CeraVe Filming Cleanser, and I mix it with turmeric in the mornings, and then I put on my moisturizing face lotion in the day, and then before I go to bed, I use the CeraVe and turmeric once again, and then I put on the CeraVe night repairing cream. So it has been working for me, especially the turmeric. It helps my skin look flawless, and I've been really, really confident for the past week. I have trouble with confidence everybody that I know does. I don't know one person that has trouble with it. But sometimes people that are confident comes off to you as confident, but in reality, they're just doing that to hide behind something that's really going on, if you know what I'm saying. So yeah, so far we got healthy eating, we got exercising, a good face care routine, so. What else? We need a good nap or rest. So try to sleep 8 hours every day, every night to wake up and feel nice, relieved, and healthy and everything. I stopped sleeping for 8 hours because I have things to do in the day and I get carried away watching TV or on Instagram. Oh, and TikTok! Gee. So I get carried away with those and I just stay up. And I don't look at the time and then I wind up going to bed at 4 a.m. in the morning and then I have to wake up at like 10 a.m. to cook breakfast or... cook breakfast or something. So I stopped getting my 8 hours of rest, but it's been okay, I guess. You need 8 hours of sleep. At least try to get it because else you'll be drained like me and look like a zombie in a day. What else have I been doing? I've been doing stuff to escape the fact that I'm not that confident. Honestly, I try to be as confident as can be, but I use escapes to do that. I do dance. I've been dancing since I was 2 years old, so I've been dancing a lot, or trying to dance a lot, learning a lot of TikTok dances, even though I only have 2,000 something fans. I've been taking a lot of pictures because it seems that when I take pictures, my skin looks better than when I just hold the camera to my face. I've been doing YouTube videos. Now my other escape is my podcast. I love you guys. What else? I've been listening to music. And yeah, that's basically it. I just try to hide the fact that I'm not confident from others because, like I said, I like to keep people happy instead of myself. And I don't get why I do that. Sometimes you need to make you happy instead of others. So, like, if you want to do something that makes you happy and someone else doesn't like it, then you have to do what your gut tells you. Because, really, in reality, you only need to make yourself happy and not others, because only you really matters in your life, and you have to do the things, you have to take risk, you have to do everything that makes you happy, even if it hurts others. And if it came off in a rude way, I just like to apologize when I say certain things, because I don't know if what I'm saying offends anybody. So I just would like to apologize for nothing, even if I didn't do anything. Guess what? It's the end of the episode. Oh, it's the end of the episode. I'll be back for you guys next Tuesday. Make sure to turn on your post notifications or ask. Put it in your calendar. I post every Tuesday, 12 p.m. EST, Eastern Time, 3 o'clock PST, period. And you can find me on Anchor, Spotify, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Maybe more, but I don't remember all the names. So, yeah, you can find me on all those things at Exhale with Scarlett Taisha. And that's on, period. Bye. Love ya. Mwah.